insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء السلام عليكم brothers and sisters. Welcome again to our program. We inshallah hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of His verses. First, let's hear the verses.
مَا نَنْسَخْ مِنْ آيَةٍ أَوْ نُنْسِهَا نَأْتِ بِخَيْرٍ مِّنْهَا أَوْ مِثْلِهَا أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ.
We're discussing verses 106 and 107 of Surah Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a reply to the problem that was posed by the Jews in regards to an issue called Naskh, is trying to explain to us how Naskh can be happening. We explained that naskh is where, you know, a common explanation for naskh is where one law is changed. Okay, we said that could change throughout. When we look at the different religions, when a new religion comes, the laws that came in the previous religion become mansukh. They're changed. They're not there anymore. When we look at religion that has been given to mankind, it's all coming from God, okay? So when a new religion is sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the previous laws have been changed. So naskh happens there. And sometimes in one religion, like we have in Islam, for example, the issue of the changing of the qibla, the direction that we face in prayer, and other examples are there that are very clear examples. Naskh has happened. Of course, there's other meanings to naskh, very deep meanings. I would have to say that, the beauty of our religion is the deeper you get into it, not only do you not find any contradictions or any point where you cannot clarify based on Islamic perspective, but every time you dig deeper, you find deeper understandings about this life, about ourselves, about how the system works, and all of that. And I like to quote to you something that Shaykh Mutahhari, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise his status, had said. And he would say, when a problem is posed towards the Islamic ideology by others, a lot of people get scared, they feel bad, why is this happening? They don't like it. He says that I actually become very happy when I hear a new question that is posed towards Islam. Not because I like the problem or like people to pose questions or, you know, raise questions and doubts in people's minds, but because the effect of that is that would cause us, the scholars, to delve deeper in our texts, in our understanding, to try to find an answer for that, and that expands our understanding of the religion. Okay, that's how our religion is. So those who want deeper understandings of these, there's obviously books that discuss the issues. One of the books that I could refer you to right now is Allama Tabatabai's Al-Mizan, which is really full of treasures of understanding. Although, unfortunately, it hasn't fully been translated to English, and I'm not sure how the English translation gets the very deep point of Allama Tabatabai across to the English-speaking audience. But whoever has the skills, language skills, to understand Arabic, that book is something to refer to try to understand, the deeper meanings of this. So anyhow, there's other meanings of naskh as well. But one common meaning of naskh, which the problem that was posed towards or to the Holy Prophet by the Jews, was regarding the ahkam, the laws. How could laws change? If the previous law was right, then how could that change to something else? What they said was this: if praying towards Jerusalem was right, then why did that change to praying towards Kaaba? If praying towards the Kaaba is right, then all the actions that you've done before was wrong. So how could that be? Now, before mentioning the answer here that the Holy Quran gives us, it's interesting, if the Jews would have paid attention to the point that we mentioned in this session and about their own religion compared to previous religions and also within their own religion, this wouldn't have been a problem at all. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains it so people have, you know, that deeper understanding of the religion. The reason why they wouldn't even have that question in their mind if they would have actually thought about their own religion compared to other religions and also in their own religion is, as we said, the laws have changed throughout time. The religions before Judaism had certain laws, they changed. Certain laws regarding dhabh, for example, slaughtering an animal to make it halal, and other laws in Islam or in Judaism did not exist prior to Judaism, or the way that they were performed were performed differently. Okay, so this concept existed in Judaism as well. There is no such a question, such a problem with Islam. Okay, if you're Jews, if you believe in your religion, you should already accept the concept of Nasr. But regardless of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains. First of all, he says, when we do Nasr, the first part of the verse, when Nasr occurs, when we change something, what we give you as the second, or what it's changed to, okay, is either better than what was given to you previously, or at least the good in it, the benefit in it, is the same as the previous law. Okay. It is not to say that it's the same law. Obviously, we're talking about the change of the law. But because of the principle behind the laws is actually the benefit that it has for people, when we change a law, the benefit that exists in the new law is going to be either better than the previous law or at least the same amount as the previous law. To further understand this concept of nasr, we need to understand that humanity, or even more general than that, material beings, but especially human beings, okay, are constantly going through change. Okay. Especially human beings in their societies, they have progressed and they've reached, the social level has reached stages that before that they weren't there. The understanding of people has increased. This has happened throughout time. Okay. That's one of the reasons why the conditions would change, and the previous law at this point is actually not going to be good anymore. It's not like the previous law is still good, it still has benefit, but God says, no, don't do that and do something else. Unless that something else is going to have more benefit. Yeah, when you have two things that you can do, one of them is better than the other one. Up to this point, the first one has had its benefits and people have been doing that, and the second one was not there. The benefit of the second one was not there. But from this point on, the second one can be done, the second action can be done, and it's more good than the first one, so it's replaced. Okay. Or sometimes that good that existed there, the example, we may be able to say the issue of the changing of the Qibla, change or facing Jerusalem, there was good in that. Up to the point where the Jews started complaining to the Prophet. They started making fun of the religion. From that point onwards, the good, it's actually better for the people to start facing the Kaaba. Now what that good is that good in the location? Is that good in the, you know, forming an independent identity for the Muslims, which is a social aspect of the human being? What that good is, we may have some guesses about the issue, but because we don't have access to the divine knowledge, we can't be 100% sure what exactly that is or what is the combination of issues that would make one thing, you know, good or even better than the previous thing that's been replaced. But God says, when I change something, okay, what I change it to, the second law, is always either going to be the same or many times it's actually going to be better and more beneficial to the human being than what they previously had. So Allah does that for that reason, and there's nothing that can stop him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got full control and full power over everything. So at the end of this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, 106, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Do you not know that Allah has power over all things? He's made this law, but He's going to change it from now on. That you act according to the second law. Okay? And based on the previous explanation that we just gave from the beginning of the verse, we need to emphasize that this does not mean that up to this point God had made that law as a universal statement, so He thought that this is going to be going on. Now He realized that from here on it's going to be changed. No. From the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that this law that, for example, He put in Islam, that you face Jerusalem, this is going to be changing. This is going to be the law until a certain time. From there on, it's going to be that people are going to face the Kaaba instead of Jerusalem. But He did not announce that to the people. When the time came, He changed that law. Okay, so there's no deficiency in God's knowledge. And there's no deficiency in God's power. He can change. Up to now, He has put it there. There's nothing that can stop Him. When he knows that from this point onwards, there's benefit and more benefit in changing that law, He's going to be changing that law. There's another aspect to this, inshallah, we would have to explain in the following session. So please be with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا علام الغيوب يا كشاف الكروب يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا علام الغيوب يا كشاف الكروب يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا ستار العيوب يا